Good morning, friends. I'm so pleased you're able to join me in this meal this morning. Sharing a meal with others is really special, isn't it? It's one of those many things that we're missing while we can't meet together. It's so interesting that Jesus chose a meal to help us remember him. He could have chosen something else, like maybe a song that we had to sing or a verse to say, or he could have told us to hang a cross around our neck. We actually do those things too, don't we? But Jesus commanded his followers to share in a meal together to remember him. To share in a meal with someone in ancient Bible times was very special. When three visitors came to visit Abraham, Sarah started kneading the dough to bake bread, and Abraham ran out to kill the cow. Having someone over for dinner was a big deal in those days. Meal gatherings are still really special today, aren't they? But we have it so easy. We just reach into the cupboard, or if something's missing, we just pop down to the shop to pick up something. In Jesus' time, to prepare a meal for a friend was a real act of service. And thanking God for the meal was very real too. They relied on God to grow the wheat for the bread and to feed the stock and to grow the grapes for the wine. And a time of famine would simply mean no food. Today, we still rely on God's goodness to feed us, only it's really easy to forget or not even think about it, because even in lockdown, our food is still guaranteed and our pantries are full. But even though preparing a meal today is so much simpler, sharing a meal with a friend is still really special. A song would go out of date, and not everyone wants to wear jewellery around their neck. But everyone will always need to eat and will always enjoy eating with a friend. So to eat bread and drink wine, an everyday need and an everyday enjoyment, was a perfect way to remind us of Jesus who died on the night of his last supper with his friends. But how amazing is his timing? The meal they were sharing was already a big feast that reminded the Jewish people of God's faithfulness and his power and his grace. That very night, they were celebrating God's protection thousands of years earlier as the angel of death passed over all the houses of Egypt. Everyone whose house was painted with the blood of the sacrificial lamb were saved. And God led his people out of slavery in Egypt and began the journey to the promised land and to freedom. Jesus said to his disciples, he eagerly desired, or he couldn't wait to share this meal with his friends, because the Passover meal was all about him and the cross. This was his purpose. This was why he left heaven and became a man, to die on the cross, God's sacrificial lamb. And everyone who sits under his blood has been saved and will be saved when the angel of death passes over. Our journey to the promised land and to freedom has begun. And just like the Israelites, we have been freed from slavery to sin, from its penalty, from its power, and one day freed from the very presence of sin altogether. Jesus also said he wouldn't eat this meal again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. Our freedom has been bought and has been granted to us and is guaranteed to us. But for the moment, it's frustrated by the ongoing presence of sin. But Jesus promises us a feast, a real feast with the best meat, the best wine, the best of everything. It'll be the greatest feast ever and will signify the return of Christ to complete everything. Salvation and freedom will be complete and it will be fantastic and it will be really awesome. So let's enjoy this little meal together that reminds us of a very special meal many years ago and keeps us looking forward to a magnificent feast sometime in the future. Maybe tomorrow, maybe in another 1,000 years, who knows? Let's eat together and remember the blood of the sacrificial, perfect, unblemished Lamb of God. Jesus took the bread and he gave thanks and he gave it to his friends. And he said, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So here's the bread, and I'll break some for you. There you go. That's for you. And then this is my bit. Let's eat together and remember Jesus' body on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you provide our food today. You provide the sun and the rain and to grow our crops, to feed the animals, to grow our fruit and vegetables. And thank you that it reminds us of your body on the cross that took the full punishment and pain of the judgment of sin on our behalf so that we can be free. Thank you. Amen. Then Jesus took the wine and he gave it to his friends and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." So here's your glass and here's my glass. Thank you, Jesus, for this wine that reminds us of the blood that you poured out. You voluntarily poured out your blood. So that was your very lifeblood. You poured out your life so that we may have life. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for sharing in this remembrance meal with me. It's been very special, and I trust that you were as blessed as I was to share it. Thank you. Have a good day.